your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Always assume your employer is watching. From websites you visit to office behavior and snack stash grabs, missteps rarely go unnoticed. Joining us to discuss is Jason Wachtel, Managing Partner, J.W. Michaels & Company in Chicago. Jason, thank you for joining us today. And I think the average employee would probably be shocked to find out how much their employer actually knows about them based on their daily activities in the office.
Yeah, 100%. I would think most employers these days have technology on your computers, cameras sometimes in the office, so they know every site that you're on, when you're working, when you're on social media, depending on your key security access, when you leave the office, when you don't leave the office. So it's very important when you're working to be knowledgeable that people are watching you.
And on top of that, you have to establish good habits, because I have been in situations where if your badge hit the door 2 minutes after you were supposed to be there, sometimes they'll tell you that. And if you're spending way too much time on Facebook, we had a general manager at another radio station here in town who was watching all of that activity like a hawk. So it's once you're inside the door of your workplace and they're paying for you, you have to play by their rules.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most employers, when they get a screenshot or the information or access to what you're doing on your computer. So if they're running activity report and they see from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock you're on ESPN or another website, you can get terminated for that. In fact, I heard of a company recently where people got caught stealing egg sandwiches, an executive, and he got terminated. So every little thing you do is being watched, and depending on how aggressive your employer is, you know, don't be surprised if one day they say, "What are you doing at work today?" Because it seems like you're doing absolutely nothing.
Now, how much of your, I mean, obviously, once your badge hits the door when you come in, up until the time your badge hits the door when you leave, you are working for the organization that's paying you. But how much off-site stuff becomes the responsibility of your employer, whether it's social media posting or even your social media activity? If you look like you're very obviously angling for a new job on LinkedIn, is that your employer's responsibility? Are you accountable to them?
I have seen incidences at J.W. Michaels where we've had candidates angle on social media or post something maybe that is controversial on social media, and they've lost their job the following day. So you have to be cognizant that you have a job, that even if you're looking for a job, if you're on LinkedIn, for example, you can't make it so obvious you're looking to make a move, because your employer is probably on LinkedIn as well, and if they see some weird activity, they're going to call you out on it, and you've got to be prepared that you might lose your job for that.
Jason Wachtel, Managing Partner, J.W. Michaels & Company in Chicago, thank you for joining us today.